It's my pleasure now. We head to the Progressive guest line. Chris Fowler, the voice of college football on ESPN, kind enough to give us a few moments here on In My Opinion with Denton Day. Chris, appreciate you jumping on this morning, my friend. I want to start, we'll get to the college football stuff, but the U.S. Open starting this week in the world of tennis. Give us a few names who you're looking at to see, you know, who could do something special here in the U.S. Open this year.
Well, it starts with Djokovic. I mean, you got this amazing storyline in men's tennis, and he's got 20 major titles. So does Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal. They're both out with injuries. So can Djokovic win all four majors in 2021, which hasn't been done on the men's side since 1969? Okay, so I wasn't even watching tennis in 69, and I'm not young, right? So it's been more than a half century since the guy's done what he's trying to do. And how is he going to respond to the pressure, man? That's what I, you know, these are my two favorite sports, football and tennis. They're very different. We can get into that. But individually, you're out there alone on the court. You have this conversation in your head and the pressure of the moment. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how big a favorite you are. And Djokovic is a huge favorite to get way into the draw, into the semifinals with guys who can challenge him. But if he doesn't melt down, and if he keeps it together, he should win. But can he do that? Because he didn't. He didn't last year. Remember, he whacks the ball and hits a linesman in the throat. He gets defaulted. And he's had some stuff happen. You saw him melt down at the Olympics, okay? Like the pressure of that, trying to win a gold medal for Serbia. He snaps, throws his racket against the net post, throws another racket in the crowd. I mean, he came a little unhinged. So now he's got to reboot, regroup. If he keeps it together, he should make history. And it's something we might never see again in our lifetime. But can he do that? There's plenty of young guys who figure, hey, it's my time. I've had enough of these legends winning every trophy. It's my time. So I think it's fascinating. And, you know, the last major of the season, New York, crowds are back. So the usual U.S. Open, chaos and energy. It was quiet there last year. It was weird, eerie in the bubble. Now you got a full crowd back. And the regular atmosphere is going to be pretty charged up. You know, Serena's out on the women's side. The women's tennis is so wide open and unpredictable. But that's the main storyline coming in, is can Djokovic make history?
Chris Fowler, my guest here on In My Opinion with Denton Day, the voice of tennis and college football for ESPN. Chris, the season is upon us. It's been a wild week in the world of college football this week. And most recently, according to WVU's president, the college football expansion is on life support. Do you agree with that?
You mean like the conference expansion and the realignment? I mean, or the college game is on life support. I didn't see that quote. I mean, there's a lot of people who believe that, yeah, the, you know, name, image, and likeness, the new rule by the court allowing players to make some money, the transfer portal. There's a lot of things that are making like seismic shocks in the sport. And people are curious to see how it plays out. And people believe that, you know, the sport's really in danger as we know it. So I'm not sure, you know, the foundation of his comments for what specifically he was talking about, because college presidents are kind of in their own world sometimes too. But I mean, yeah, these are, believe it or not, right? But these are really interesting times where I'm not sure, you know, that we understand all the unintended consequences. We have a great reform, and I think it's been needed for a long time. And you have positive steps to help get the players some relief and help them share in some small way the money that's generated in this sport. Then all of a sudden these other things happen that you didn't expect or didn't intend. And so you got to figure out how to police that and not keep those from being negatives that affect the sport and increase corruption and make it even harder for the teams that are not among the elite to muscle in and win a championship. Now, I look at everything that is new to the sport, whether it's the transfer portal, NIL, anything. Will it help the competitive balance, or will it help the rich get even richer? Because that's the problem we got in this sport, right? If you're excited about college football, and it shouldn't be just about the playoff, but if you're going to focus on the bracket, my God, I mean, it's the same teams every year. We know that. And it's the same teams going to be next year or the year after that, unless something happens and someone can bust through and break up the monopoly at the top that teams like Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State and Oklahoma and Georgia. I mean, LSU had the 1 year, but it took a kind of a one-off, as you know, a very special set of circumstances and an all-time historic team to bust into that. Year in, year out, it's the same teams, and that's not good.
You start your season off with the highly anticipated matchup, Georgia versus Clemson. What type of insane atmosphere are you expecting now that we have a much more normal approach to the college football season?
I look forward to insanity. I embrace insanity, you know, controlled insanity, because it was weird last year. I mean, everybody knows that the stadiums are quiet. I look forward to the return of all the things around the games that helped make the sport great, that made me fall in love with it in the first place, and a bunch of fans, millions of them around the country, too. Because with tailgating, right? Tailgating is back. You know, places like Baton Rouge, obviously, where it's a headquarters, the Grove at Ole Miss, all throughout the Big Ten. And to me, it begins out there. Then you go inside. The bands are going to be back in the stadiums. The mascots are going to be on the side. It's going to feel normal. And I think you're going to have a very good – it's not going to be quite neutral, because Clemson will have a lot more fans in Charlotte than Georgia will. It's not a far drive from Atlanta, and the Bulldog fans will travel. But that's Clemson's home away from home in Charlotte. So I think it's going to be pretty electric. I think it's a massive game for the winner, because they are inside track toward the playoff. The loser is not out of it. You got to remember that, especially if it's Clemson. If Clemson gets knocked off there, I happen to think the Tigers have an edge in that game. But if they do lose, you know, they're fully expected to run the table in the ACC. So you can't call it an elimination game. But it's just cool, because they got a lot of history. They've been playing since the 1800s. So this is not some made-for-TV matchup where there's no history in the rivalry. There's a lot of history, and it's been cool to see them back on the field together to start the season. I'm beyond pumped up for it. You can't tell.
How much pressure is on Georgia this year and Kirby Smart's team to not only make the college football playoff but compete for a championship?
Well, I think Georgia always expects to do that, and you know, people have put, you know, Smart on the hot seat and all that kind of thing, because, you know, you're expected to minimal win your division and compete for it. But, you know, listen, there's a lot of pieces in place. They've had a lot of injuries early on. The receiving corps is a little bit depleted. But, you know, JT Daniel, in a four-game sample last year, lit it up. It begins with quarterback play. You know, Georgia struggled in that department to match up against some other teams. So if Daniel can do over a, you know, 12, 13, 15-game season, what he did over a four-game season, they'll feel good about themselves. But it's the deep end of the pool, as you know well. And there's no margin for error, and it's a very small margins that decide these games. But, yeah, I mean, Georgia fans are impatient. It's been a hell of a long time since they've actually won a championship, but 40-some years. I was there in the Dome when they came this close and fell just short against Bama in the overtime game. But no, it's exciting, and I think you should want that pressure if you're a player at Georgia. You should embrace it.
Chris, I wish we could do this for hours. I'm about as amped that the college football season is starting as you are. I greatly appreciate your time today. I'm enjoying, looking forward to hearing you on the call in a little over a week, and look forward to doing this again soon.
Don't forget tennis, too, now. Tune into the U.S. Open.
I'll be locked into that as well. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
That is Chris Fowler, the voice of ESPN's college football and tennis coverage. Kind enough to give us a few moments on In My Opinion with Dent Day. We'll react to some of the things that Chris just led on to next on the program.